I gaze upon the season from my veranda and know all too well its gaseous vapors and fading colors and deceptive embrace. An orange sun hangs into cottonwoods down by the river, backdropped by the razored peaks of the Bitterroot Mountains. For me, the sun's lack of warmth is a harbinger of our times, or at best, a sign of our collective ephemerality. But please don't be taken aback. Age is not kind, and it leaves a mean stamp on an elderly man's perceptions. A red Ford F-150 pulls to a stop on the dirt track between my barn and the river. There's a bullet hole in the back window, frosted around the edges like a crisp of ice. A gangly teenage boy vaults over the tailgate and can sprays a black swastika on the door of my barn. His stomach is flat as a plank, his hair grown over his ears. He pisses in my cattle guard while rotating his head on his neck, his urine flashing in sunlight. I walk down the slope, the air damp and tannic from the decomposition of leaves. The boy climbs back into the bed of the pickup and bangs his fist on the cab's roof. The driver wears a red cap. A man in the passenger seat turns his head slowly toward me, his salt and pepper hair scalped around the ears, his face insentient, perhaps hardened by the elements or a life ill-chosen. A beer can rests on the dashboard. The truck drives away, swaying in the potholes. "You don't belong here!" the boy shouts, trying to keep his balance, a childlike grin on his face, one that seems incongruent with the nature of his visit. "Go somewhere else!" He shoots me the bone, his free hand cupping his package.